Welcome to another episode of Out of the Pods. I had a different tone this time.
Pod besties, we've seen your comments and DMs, and before we pressed record right now, DG and I were like, we were in our feels.
Yes.
Yeah. We've been feeling a little bit down today because we are so sad about just closing this chapter. Obviously, we're really excited for the one that's coming. I don't know. It's just like really hard, but we're so glad we have a few more episodes with you guys.
Yeah, I've definitely been in my feels. That's a little bittersweet, but the messages have been sending us over the edge of, and the fact that in Chicago, it's so rainy. I'm just like, it's too moody. I need some sunshine to come out. We need to change up the feels.
I know. But we're so grateful for you guys. You guys have been the kindest, nicest people ever. We already mentioned last week that in our last episode, the episode coming out on March 25th, we'll be sharing more about how we made this decision. Like, we'll be super candid with you guys. But we just want to put out there, like, there wasn't anything crazy that happened. This has been a dream of, I think, both of ours to just be able to talk on a mic with each other and with our pod besties and get paid doing it.
Yeah.
Like, it's been amazing.
Getting paid to yap? That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. It's like a dream come true job. But Deep D and I have individual professional dreams. And unfortunately, this one was getting in the way of those. Mm-hmm. And I think at some point we were like, we need to make a decision.
Yeah.
Like, this has been an amazing dream to achieve, but, you know, we do have other ones that we also want to achieve as well.
Yeah. I think it's important to know when to walk away from something, even though it's been so amazing to do it. I think you have to be able to make space for different things in your life. And for that to happen, you have to walk away from other things and they have to end, unfortunately. But I think, all in all, it's going to be such a beautiful journey, whatever we end up doing in the future. And obviously, this is not a goodbye forever. Like, you guys can still find us. We'll still be posting.
Where? We barely post.
Don't worry. I'll make Natalie force me to post.
The thing is, I won't. You'll have to force me. And I don't know if we have the motivation to force each other.
We need to. That's one thing we need to get behind.
Yeah, no, literally. For the pod besties. We're recording early today because I'm going on a cruise this weekend.
So exciting.
So we're recording like 5 days early.
Yes, it's early, but, you know, we don't mind. We love a little switch up of the routine. But are you excited? It's almost your birthday also.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So I'll be celebrating my birthday on the cruise along with my dad. So I'm going the cruise with my parents and my sister. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my unit of a family.
Oh yeah.
It's actually kind of cute. So my dad calls our family his inner circle. And so our family group chat name is My Inner Circle.
Wait, that's really cute, actually.
Gosh. So he always says, like, when he's trying to talk about, like, what is it called when it's your immediate family?
Mm-hmm, your immediate family.
Is immediate family just
your immediate family? It's just the, like, your parents and your siblings are your immediate family.
It doesn't include, like, your grandparents?
No. Mm. Mm-mm. Nope. Because your grandparents' immediate family would be, like, your parents and their siblings, you know, like their own little unit.
Wow. When my dad tells me about, like, maybe some family drama, he's like, it only stays in our inner circle. Like, he'll say it like that.
Wait, that's so cute.
Yeah.
I just know that your dad is, like, the nicest human being on this planet. So
no, he literally
I feel like his gossip is, like, not even.
No,
not
it's
even
always
that.
Just an update.
So,
like,
sweet.
Oh, by the way, like, she'll probably tell you later, but I want to give you the heads up. But make sure to just keep it in our inner circle for now.
Don't let it out, like, that I told you ahead of time.
That's not even my dad's voice. I don't know why I did that. But, you know, how to differentiate his voice. Yeah. I asked on my Instagram, like, can you guys give me tips on what to do, what to bring with me. Mm-hmm. I got some really, really good ones. So a pod bestie told me to buy magnetic hooks.
Oh,
yeah.
Smart.
So I guess, like, the cruise walls are metal.
Oh.
So people, like, bring small magnetic hooks so they could, like, hang their, like, sometimes you have to wear a lanyard on your cruise to, like, hold your key card or whatever. And then I got a traveling clothing dry line. No, that's not what it's called. What is it called? When you hang your clothes on a...
on a like
a clothing line
mm-hmm. on a cruise ship.
Yes.
I just imagine you using this clothing line outside on your balcony. You it can. Just flies away.
No, that's why, because they don't want to pollute the ocean. Yeah, so they're very serious about that.
Good.
So I don't think you're allowed to hang your clothes on the balcony unless you're at a port where like the ship's not moving.
Yeah. Why do I picture also like when you do laundry, do you separate your colors and your whites to your blacks?
Okay, I used to. Like, I used to be so crazy, but it was such a waste of water. And my water bill, I was like, listen. And I was like, this, I got to bring it down a few dollars.
Your water bill. No, I always think that I'm, like, not adult enough because I just, like, mix and match everything when I put shit in the laundry.
I don't need to.
Okay.
I don't own enough, like, white shirts or anything like that. Do you?
No, because like
I know you don't. I've seen your closet.
Bitch, I literally just look at the last episodes. Actually, how many episodes? We're on episode 149.
Yeah.
And every single, probably 148 of them, I've been wearing black.
Yeah.
So
pretty much.
No, it's because, okay, this is why though, because I can't be trusted around white things. White sneakers, dirty as hell. Oh, that sounded bad. You know what I meant.
Yes, no, I did. I thought you were gonna, I don't know why that sounded like inappropriate, and it's not.
It's not inappropriate.
No, I agree. Yeah. That's why I also don't own like white things, clothing items.
Clothing items, yeah. Anything. No, white shirts though are my biggest nightmare because the order of which I get ready is usually like hair, makeup, and mm-hmm. then outfit. And so if I put on a white shirt, I'm getting makeup all over that thing and I don't know how to get it out. And I'm just like, okay, well, I guess I don't know what to do with this. Mom, can you help me?
My order is the same. Like my hair, makeup, outfit routine, mm-hmm. it like goes in that order.
Okay.
So like my outfit is the last thing I put on, but I do the plastic bag method.
What the hell is the plastic bag method?
You put like a shopping plastic bag over your head and put your shirt on. You don't do that?
I've never heard anybody doing that before in my life.
Or you take like a dirty pajama shirt and like put it around your head and then put your shirt
on. Honestly, these are really smart because my solution is just making the neck hole as big as possible and then throwing, just hoping for the best.
When you like on the collar, you get a little bit of the makeup stain. Yeah.
Honestly, if you go into my closet right now, I bet you there's so many outfits and dresses specifically that just have a tiny little makeup like ring.
Little ring on the collar. I know exactly what you're talking. Why do I always get those?
No, I literally don't. Is that like a universal woman problem? Because I'm in what world are you putting your outfit on?
And I have one now.
Listen, that's why
I was looking. I was like, wait a minute.
I always wear black because it alleviates that problem completely.
No, even with my black shirts, like, you know how my makeup's lighter? So there's like a ring of like, what, like whatever my foundation color is.
Yes. Honestly,
I can't ever escape it.
Okay. And also, can I just say, I don't know how to make my makeup non-transferable. Like,
you just can't.
I literally will hug a man and, you know, like I'm short. So like my face is always most immediately going straight to their chest and like I'll hug them.
No, same.
And I get makeup on them. I'm like, why are you wearing white?
It's on you though. You like, I do this thing where I'll hug someone. I used to do that to people. Yeah. Like, especially at like a formal event, I'd be like, oh my God, it's on their suit. Mm-hmm. But now I have to like pull my head all the way back, or when they go in for a hug, I was like, oh my gosh, sorry, I don't want to get makeup on you, so I won't hug you.
Oh, you know what I do? I use my hair as a buffer. So like I will literally move my hair and I'll like hug them with my hair on the chin so it doesn't affect them. But even the chin, oh my God, it's my worst nightmare, but I'm so short. So I'll hug them and my chin like hits the top of their shoulder pad.
Yes.
And then I see the mark after and I'm like, I'm just going to pretend it wasn't me. I'm going to pretend it's the girl behind me that's about to hug her.
Yeah, 100%.
It's so bad.
I know. And then they have like oily ass makeup on their
It's
like,
so bad. But like
on their suit all day.
I'm confused as to if the pod besties know the ways to not make the makeup transferable. Like, let me know, please.
I don't think there's a way. I think it's always, it's like, have you ever seen that clip of where Kim and Kourtney Kardashian are in a fight and Kourtney slaps Kim and her face like bounces off her white wall.
Oh my God.
But her makeup gets all over it. And that's when I realized, I was like, listen, if the Kardashians can't make their makeup transferable, knowing that they work with professional makeup artists and use so much setting spray, there's no way we regular people can.
That's so fair. And thank you for that confidence, because I really think that that is something that I've been trying to work on for so long. And no amount of setting spray or powder has ever helped me not make this an issue.
No. And it is what it is.
It is what it is. Okay. Yeah. Good to know that that's a relatable thing. And
I don't know. It also could just be you and I. You guys already know I'm not the best cook and I don't really meal plan. And when my fridge is empty, I immediately default to takeout. And that's why I love ButcherBox. Having high quality protein delivered straight to my door just makes me feel more put together. I keep their chicken breasts and shrimp on hand and I could just throw those in a pan and call it a night.
For me, staying consistent with workouts means being intentional about what I'm eating. ButcherBox delivers over 100 premium protein options straight to your door, including 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, crate-free pork, and wild-caught seafood. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. It's the clean, trustworthy protein you want to be eating.
As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between organic ground beef, chicken breast, or shrimp in every box for a year, plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/outofthepots. That's right, your choice of organic ground beef, chicken breast, or shrimp in every box for an entire year, plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/outofthepots. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
Also, you had your improv class yesterday. Improv 2 just started. How'd it go?
Oh my gosh. Okay. It was actually really, really fun. Some people from Improv 1 from our class were in Improv 2.
Yeah.
And so that was really nice because I was like familiar faces.
Yeah.
So I'm not as like, oh my gosh, like I'm totally new. You could tell it's going to be more intense than Improv 1.
Really?
I feel like Improv 1 was more like, it's fun. Like, you can't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Improv 2 is more like you're learning actual techniques, like very much in depth.
Especially because it's like ensemble improv. Mm-hmm. So it's like you have to not even like know what to say or how to act. It's more over like observing your, like the people that are in your group and seeing what they do and kind of like interacting with them. So that's cool.
Well, our instructor said it was like being part of an ensemble group is like, you, everything you do, you kind of want to like lift everyone up.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't just be like you.
Yeah.
He goes, sometimes you're only there in a scene to make like the other person just be the funniest.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and that's like what it's like being part of an ensemble.
Yeah. When you know that their strength is that and you're like, you set them up for the joke and
yeah.
But it's like so much observation and like working together.
Yeah.
So
he's like
so
a lot of listening. But Deep, do you remember you told me like, I'm not sure if I want to do improv too or like another class.
Yeah.
Because you didn't like the character work?
Yeah, I hated the character. I cannot
like,
do
like, where
that.
You have to act like a character?
Yeah, no.
All of Improv 2 is character work.
So thank you, universe, for giving me the right choice. Because I would literally be so uncomfortable doing that.
It's like everything's character work. Like learning how to do character work.
No, thank you. I would, let me take a writing class, but like, let me take a storytelling class. I cannot do that. I know my weaknesses and that is the biggest weakness of my life.
Our instructor was like, okay, so like the whole focus of Improv 2 is character work. Like that is the focus. And I was like, ooh, if Deep D was in this class, I don't know if she would really enjoy it.
I think unless
you wouldn't be like good at it, but I don't think it's something you enjoy tapping into.
No. And it's not something that like, listen, there's never been a dream of mine to be like, Deeps is gonna like pick this random character. Remember in our like a few classes ago, someone was Dobby the entire time. I was like, I wouldn't even know how to like begin.
Yes, I remember because I was an 81-year-old grandfather.
Yes, you were. Back in my day. I can't like, even do it. I can't even do it.
It's the only voice I know. I was like, back in my day.
Things were way more old-fashioned.
And everyone's like, you stop freak. That.
You freak.
And I locked eyes with Deep D. She had the most disgusted look on her face. She was like, ooh.
No, I didn't. You probably looked away because a second later, I had the proudest face ever.
No, DT's face was like, oh my God, where did that come from? And I felt embarrassed. Like, I felt shamed.
No, it was probably more like, oh my gosh, I could never do that. How is she so good at that? That was probably the face that you thought I was.
And then someone
that's
goes,
actually the face.
Someone goes, that doesn't really sound like a grandfather. That sounds like a smoker.
No, it sounded like SpongeBob, like out of the water.
Oh, when he's so parched.
He's like, water.
I know. I was like, Our instructor was like, work on that.
No, our instructor complimented you on it and was like, that right there, Nat, is progress, baby. That she's was like, good shit.
She's like, see you on SNL.
You're the next Marcelo. If you end up on SNL...
I would never end up on SNL.
It's a tough one.
In my audition, I'd be like, so I only have one character, and it's,
hi, I'm an 81-year-old grandfather. Listen, everyone has a niche, you know?
Yeah.
Here we go. I just live in the house down the street from a 7-Eleven, and I love my, what are they called? The 7-Eleven smoothies, slushies. See, this is my worst nightmare, you guys. I could never.
And I'd be like, thank you so much. That's all I know how to do.
You take a bow, goodbye. No, like I couldn't even do probably like an accent, like a British accent. Just, don't. I'm not going to even attempt to do it. Just no, thank you. I'm good.
You are really funny with the, what was it, the pun jokes?
Oh, the
You're
puns.
Really good. Like when they're like, you know, like five apples walk into a bar and they're like, what did you say?
I don't know.
I'm going to peel away from this place.
I'm going to peel away from something. Something punny.
Anyways.
See, anyways. But no, I'm really excited to see where your improv class goes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to be on social media because I feel like women are being sold every miracle product under the sun. Overnight results, 30-day transformations, and somehow they never last. That's why we love Nutrafol. It's not about hype. It's about committing to a simple daily routine that supports hair health from within. So the results actually build over time. As somebody who heat styles way too much, I needed something that actually works long term.
Oh my gosh, same. I heat style my hair way, way too much. And I love that Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand. And it's the number one hair growth supplement brand personally used by dermatologists. It's clinically tested, peer-reviewed, and NSF certified for sport. Plus, it's not one size fits all. They have formulas for different life stages and lifestyles, so you're getting support that's actually right for you. I've just made it part of my morning routine.
Let your hair be one less thing to worry about. See visibly thicker, stronger, faster growing hair in 3 to 6 months with Nutrafol. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you visit Nutrafol.com and enter promo code OOTP. That's Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code OOTP.
Oh, wait, guys, I need to tell you about this. So in Improv 1, Deepti and I like kind of downplayed our friendship. Like we didn't want people to think we were like at the hip.
Yeah.
Like we wanted to get to know our other classmates. Mm-hmm. So like when we would enter the room, we would actually sit away from each other so we could sit with other people and get to know them. And there was a game that we played one day in class and you have to guess the same word as the person next to you, and we're all in a circle. It's like 22 people in a circle. And Deepti and I happened to be next to each other.
Yeah, I remember even making a comment being like, why the hell did we end up next to each other? Because we actively make sure not to be together. Yeah. But we're like, screw it, it's one of the last classes. Yeah. Who cares?
So we stand next to each other. So you have to guess the word with the person next to you, and Deepti was next to me in the circle. And guys, we guessed the same word every single time, five times in a row.
Yeah, like how, I don't even know how we did that, but, and if you do guess the same word, that round ends and you start like a new word and a new category. And everyone was like, put them back together. Remember towards the end too, they were like, separate them.
Yeah, no, we got separated. The instructor was like, you guys are separated. Yeah. You guys are way too good at this. You guys can read each other's minds or something.
It's crazy.
And she's like, it's probably because you guys are like best friends.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah, guys, I'm telling you, it was like telekinesis.
Yes. Also, like, I felt
I would
a
look
little
at
pressure.
You too.
Yes.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. Like, we would look at each other and we would nod and be like, I know exactly
I think
what
you know
gonna
what
say.
I'm going to say. Yeah.
So you get two words and you have to say a word that kind of relates to the two words you were given. Mm-hmm. But like, there isn't a correct answer. You're just supposed to say what is on your mind and like hopefully you and the person next to you get it correct. The two words we were given randomly on one of the rounds was hungry and girl.
Yeah.
And we looked at each other and we're like, Katniss from so Hunger crazy. Games. But we like looked at each other and we're like, I know exactly.
Yeah. We literally just locked eyes and we're like, you better fucking get this right.
And people are like, hungry girl. How did you get Katniss out of that?
It was so random.
Yeah.
It was so random. Honestly, they should have separated us because
I know.
We had an unfair advantage. But this is so telling of like every social situation that we go to too. Is like, I feel like I know you so well at this point that I can literally look at you from across the room and know if you're like comfortable in that conversation or not. Or just like know what you're thinking. I'm like, and most always it's like, in 1 minute, just wait. She's going to go to the bathroom. I'll go meet her there. I just know she will.
Oh, wait. That's so crazy because this is so true. Actually, we went to an event like a couple of months ago and it was like a formal event. And I was talking to someone I didn't know for like probably an hour at this point. And Deep D actually came over and kind of like saved me, you know, like she could tell I needed to use the bathroom. She could tell like I was like tapping my foot and she's like, oh my gosh, like Natalie needs to use the bathroom, but like doesn't know how to like excuse herself out of the conversation. Yeah. And she came and saved me. And then later she was like, you had to use the bathroom, didn't you? Like I knew. And I was like, that was crazy. And I was like, I can't believe you knew I had to use the bathroom.
It doesn't hit me until I actually think about it. But we do spend so much time together and talk so much that I know you more than I know any of my other friends, I think. Yeah. And you're like my comfort person also when we like go out and do things too. I'm like, oh, I just know I can rely on you. And also you like don't judge anything that I think or say. So it's easy with you. But no, it's the whole improv class though, that game specifically, I was like, holy shit. It really put our friendship to the test.
Yeah.
Have you seen the TV show Pluribus?
I have, actually.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, I just started on it Apple recently, TV. And it's like the hive mentality or whatever. And why did I just think of that? That's us. Because how did we get Katniss?
We got one, too, and it was fruit. It was just fruit. But I don't know what the two words were.
Mm, yeah. I don't
know
either.
It was like garden and seed.
I have no clue.
We were like fruit.
No, that was actually kind of wild. Wow. Good memes.
And people are like, there's a lot of options there. Like, you know, like it had been like plants.
See, herbs. I literally don't know how and why our minds are so similar, but I love it. I love it.
Knowing I do too.
I would take improv 1 over 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Because it's so fun and so like lighthearted. Improv 2, oh my God, characters? No, thank you. No, thank you. Wow.
Oh my gosh. Speaking about characters, can we get into the finale episode of Love is Blind season 10? Because there's a lot of crazy characters. At the end of this season.
Girl, absolutely crazy characters. Because, okay, we knew that Mike was going to say no to Emma.
Yeah.
But why did he have to start the no with, I do love you? I was like, well, that's off-putting. Like, why would you get her so excited?
Well, it was like Emma where he's like, oh, she's about to say, I can't. And then she goes, I can't see my life without you. I was like, what are they doing?
Why are they talking in riddles? Or like, what's going on with them? I don't know. That was wild. Yeah, thank goodness he said no. Like, do you think that they dated after the show?
I actually don't know. Mm. I feel like Mike was almost the wrong person for her because of how strongly he wanted a family, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was like, Emma, while you're in this like uncertainty phase, like, you don't want to be with someone like that who is just like, I need kids.
Yeah. And also, like, I'm not sure exactly what it would take for Emma to be certain one way or the other. You know, like, is it the right person or I don't know. I don't know how she gets there, you know?
Or it could just be time.
Time.
Yeah.
And it's just hard because there's like so much unknown that like I feel like Mike just couldn't wait. And so he absolutely made the right decision.
Yeah, obviously. He made the right decision for both of them. I was actually kind of shocked that Emma tells Mike, like, I really did want to marry you. I saw this like glimpse of a future. Mm-hmm. Can I tell you something about this couple? Mm-hmm. I like them individually.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, like, they're not really that problematic compared to like the rest of the people on this season. They're kind of just like, you know, they're just cool people. Mm-hmm. why do they interact as if they are strangers? Like, I feel like on their wedding day, you know, when they're talking on the couch, mm-hmm. I was like, why do you guys interact as if you just met yesterday? Like, I feel like I'm seeing like two people who don't know each other interact.
And I wonder, actually, that's so funny because I did notice that too. And I wonder if like something kind of clicks and changes once you say no at the altar. And if you talk afterwards, it's like this connection that you did have, it's almost like severed in a weird way. Almost like you're not connected through this experience anymore.
I don't know. They just don't have any chemistry.
Yeah.
I like them individually. Again, not problematic.
Yeah.
Compared to the rest of people this season. And they both seem great individually, but together, literally, I just don't see the spark.
I agree. I wouldn't be surprised if at the reunion, they're both like dating other people.
Yeah. I do wonder if they tried dating afterward.
I feel like they probably did. It's hard to just like end things cold turkey, especially after an experience like this, unless like something traumatic happened between you two. So I feel like they probably did try, or like, you know, gave it a go, gave the whole dating thing a go. But I would not be surprised if they didn't make it though.
That's like Devante and Brittany.
Let's talk about it, because what happened?
I feel like I've said this before, but I found out that my cotton pillowcase was the reason I was waking up with frizzy hair and sleep creases on my face every single morning. My dermatologist actually told me to try Silk, and honestly, I wish I had listened sooner. I switched to my Blissy pillowcase, and within days, my hair was smoother, less frizz, less breakage, and my blowout actually lasted. And then within a few weeks, my skin looked noticeably better. Fewer sleep lines, fewer breakouts. It's wild.
And here's the thing, Blissy isn't just any silk. It's 100% pure mulberry silk, the highest quality you can get. It's naturally cooling, breathable, hypoallergenic, way better than satin, which is synthetic. It's dermatologist tested and recommended. Oh, and it's fully machine washable, which I genuinely love. And they have over 100 colors, plus new Harry Potter and Wicked designs.
Because you're a listener, Blissy is offering 60 nights risk-free plus an additional 30% off when you shop at blissy.com/OOTP. That's BLISSY.com/OOTP and use code OOTP to get an additional 30% off. Your skin and hair will thank you.
I don't think it's what happened. It's what hasn't happened, and it's Devante being honest to Brittany about how he actually feels.
Okay, but like, I feel like Brittany, she's like in a little bit of a Delulu land. Like, and I get it, when you're going through the experience, like, and you're experiencing it in real time, right? It's hard to decipher your feelings and hard to see the truth of the situation. Like, obviously, us as viewers watching this scene, their breakup scene, is like, how can she not see that he doesn't want to be with her? But I guess in the moment, maybe she missed it.
No, I think that's very, very clear.
Right?
Yeah. It's hard not to see in that scene
mm-hmm.
that he is not interested in her. But maybe she's getting confused because, like, maybe they're, like, intimate behind the scenes. You know, they're more, like, physically connected. And yeah. So, you know, like, we're not seeing that piece.
Yes.
And how that kind of, I don't want to say like falls into her delusion, but you know, like why yeah. she
feels so strongly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. But you, yeah, it just based on his like body language and the way he said, we'll be in touch. Oh my God.
No, that was so funny. The thing is, that's my sense of humor for someone to say it. That comment alone, I was like, whatever. But it's everything else, like what he said in his confessional interview when he's like, she's like my shadow. Sometimes I just want to like have her stay at the door.
Yeah, he's like, and that's not fair to her. And I was like, a shadow? That's like, who describes yeah. their fiance like that?
He goes, I feel pressured. I don't think she's my person. Meanwhile, she's like, I'm going to marry Devante.
Yeah. Oh, girl. I just...
I think it says a lot about his communication or lack thereof when he said 2 years ago, I probably would have gotten married and then tried to find a divorce right away,
mm-hmm.
where he kind of avoids having the conversation mm-hmm. until it like hits a breaking point.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you're a very
weak communicator.
Yeah. And maybe, you know what, this experience maybe has taught him to be a better communicator, because honestly, I'm kind of proud of him for like laying it out and being like, hey, let's not go to the wedding. I'm not there. Like, I think we just like see where it goes. I'm proud of him for breaking it off before he went to the altar and embarrassed her.
I don't think he broke it off.
Well, I mean, I think in his brain he did.
He wanted to break it off, but he was pressured into being like, yeah, let's continue dating.
It was step
one. And she goes, we could set a wedding date later or something like that. I was like, oh gosh.
I know. I was like, oh no,
she's just not getting it. Yeah. She's just not getting it.
Which again, listen, maybe I would be in the same boat of not getting it. Like you said, if like we're still being intimate and there's like, you know, we're holding hands and like doing all the things. Even the kiss felt so awkward when they kissed at the end and goes, okay, well, we'll be in touch.
I mean, obviously, I think this is all on Devante for not being honest. Like, I was like, listen, we know you don't want to be with her. You should have literally cut it off in that moment instead of being like, let's see where it goes.
Yeah.
But I feel like Brittany should have picked up on the signs.
I know. This is a classic case.
Why are you trying to make it work with him?
Yeah. And this is the classic case of him not wanting to be the bad guy or the villain of the season.
Yeah.
Because I think he's like tiptoeing around the fact that it's not going to happen. And he's very much like, let me just, you know, like take my time and leave some breadcrumbs.
That's why I think he didn't go to the altar, because he knew he'd be the one saying no and she'd be the one saying yes. And he's like, I don't want to look extra bad. So gotta cut it off before it happens.
Gotta cut it off.
He took notes from Joe from season 9.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, gotta cut it off before it gets too far.
And the fact that
he's like, I got enough screen time. I was like, just enough.
He's like, I think I got too much, in fact.
Yeah, he's like, I just got a little too much, but just enough to get some followers on Instagram, but it's my time to go.
I'm crying. And the fact that he brought up the wedding dress situation was like, he said, I feel weird that she bought the wedding dress before the show, because did it even matter who it was? Was it just like gonna be insert groom here type situation? And I'm like, I can kind of see how that's off-putting, but I don't know.
I mean, it for sure is off-putting. But I think he's just trying to justify that he doesn't like her. It's like, I don't think these are the reasons. I think from the very beginning, you didn't want to be with Brittany.
I agree.
You should have just been honest.
Yeah.
You being Devante, obviously.
Yeah. Even in Mexico, you could tell he pulled back his energy.
Watching Brittany and Devante is always a reminder to me that even though someone might be saying the right things and saying that they want to be with you, if you feel like the energy is off, like it's making you anxious and making you question what that person is saying, like, most likely he doesn't want to be with you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The signs are there. Yeah, I think I was very much a victim to that, where your body can feel the shift.
Yeah.
And you know that their words aren't aligning with their actions or like how they actually feel. I feel like now I can identify that feeling and be like, what is this? What is this? And then kind of be like, okay, I know what this is. But previously, I feel like even when I did Love is Blind on our season, like what, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
I couldn't identify the feeling until later, which is so crazy.
I feel like every time I feel the shift, like in my previous relationships, a breakup was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like something was about to happen.
Yeah, isn't it crazy how your body knows before shit happens?
And then you try to like justify yourself out of it. That's what I feel like Brittany's doing right now. Like she's trying to like justify him pulling back. And the thing is, I don't blame her, because he's also saying the right things and like, you know, finding excuses for his behavior. It's just always like, I feel like after experiencing it myself, I'm like, okay, I always know, like, if you feel it, regardless of what that person is saying to you, like, whatever you're feeling is spot on.
Yeah. And especially when you like go through a breakup too. And in this situation, I don't know what the hell that was. I don't know if it was a breakup or if it was just a, let's just wait and see.
Yeah, let's keep dating.
Yeah, which, what an interesting way for him to frame that. But you, like, can feel that he's pulling back. So you do anything to, like, continue to chase it and be like, don't pull back. We're going to set a wedding date, right? Like, I think that's why she was saying those things, because she could feel like something is off.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, something absolutely goes down, because in the trailer, like, you see Brittany getting a little heated.
I know. I can't wait to watch the reunion tonight.
I'm so excited. Okay, fun fact. Did you know that most of us are eating a credit card's worth of plastic each week?
That's crazy.
Insane. I was shocked when I heard about this. And maybe that's not a fun fact. It's actually a pretty scary one. But that's why I made the switch to Blueland across all cleaning products in my home, especially at the start of the year when I'm rethinking routines and trying to build more sustainable habits at home. Certified by Cradle to Cradle, Blueland products meet the highest standard of cleanliness. They're effective yet gentle on people and the planet.
From cleaning sprays and toilet bowl cleaner to dishwasher and laundry detergent tablets, Blueland's 100% microplastic-free, EPA-safer choice certified formulas are safe to use around my family who comes over and also myself. I love not having to choose between the safe option and what actually gets my house clean. Blueland is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine and Deep D's. The laundry tablets are my personal favorite. They lift grass stains, food stains, and they're hypoallergenic, which is a huge win for me.
And Blueland has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/outofthepods. You won't want to miss this. blueland.com/outofthepods for 15% off.
In the trailer for the reunion, I did see Amber storm off. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. Like something about you weren't supposed to bring this shit up or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
Lots of familiar faces also.
I know.
From across all the seasons too. But no, Amber storming off at that reunion was very surprising to me. I like wonder what happened because Amber and Jordan said yes.
I know. Jordan was acting so weird.
Yeah.
Like, you know how it opens up with him sitting with his family and he's just like, I'm really nervous. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just, that doesn't seem like someone who's confident in their I do at the altar.
Yeah. And I couldn't like place why he was so anxious. Like, obviously we've been through it. Like yeah. The weddings are very, very anxious ridden. There's a lot of emotion. Your family's there. But it felt like his anxiousness came from a lot of uncertainty. So when he said yes at the altar, like you could tell everybody in the audience, and I feel like he himself was very surprised and goes, I'm gonna follow my heart and just say yes. Like he made a game time decision.
Yeah. And you know, those don't always end up great.
No.
I feel like the ones that we've heard of have, yeah, all of them have ended up in divorce.
Yeah.
But I feel like it was less like he was uncertain. He knew he wanted to say, I don't. This is just my theory. Mm-hmm. I'm just like speculating. I assume he wanted to say, I don't at the altar and was so scared to do so because he was like, I'm going to look really, really bad. And then he was like thinking like, do I just say yes to get a better edit? Also, her daughter is here. Like, I feel like that's what he was struggling with, if I were to guess. It was less being uncertain. It was the fact that he wanted to say I don't at the altar, but he was so scared to.
Yeah.
And I think he was like weighing his decisions. Like, should I just say I do at the altar and get a better edit on the show?
Interesting. Yeah. For me, I just felt like he was just like nervous in general because his life is about to change so much. If he does say yes at the altar, not only is he going to be a stepdad, he also is going to have a baby daddy in his life that he needs to like coordinate life with. And the fact that they had to move also, and the fact that he was like kind of reiterating the fact that, oh, like I want to be around concerts and bars and like this and this. And I think like that was like a thing he was like anxious about too. So I was very much taken aback. I thought he was going to say no.
No, same. Is it bad to say I feel like he should have said no? He says it during the conversation with his family. He goes, I'm not going to move to Mount Vernon. Like because he wants to be by his friends and like concerts and bars. But I just don't think that's fair to Emma. Because why should she be an hour away from her dad, her real dad?
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's not fair just because like Jordan wants to be by those things. I think it's fine that he does, but like, it's not good for Emma. So I don't think that him and Amber should be together.
Exactly. Because his decision making not only impacts him now, but it trickles down into Emma too.
Yeah. Like it's kind of selfish. I think in that case, like the priority is Emma, Amber's daughter. So
yeah.
That's why I was like, I was hoping he would say I don't, because I was like, clearly you don't want your life to change, but it's unfair to get married to Amber and be like, I'm not living in Mount Vernon, where when that makes sense for Emma.
Exactly. Because Emma has a life there. And honestly, can I tell you, I lost it when they said yes, and Emma started crying.
I know.
She was like wiping her tears. I was like, I'm gonna lose it. It was so cute.
This has to be the first time that they've shown a contestant's kid.
Yes.
On the show, right?
I was very surprised to see that they showed her. Yeah.
Yeah. That actually made me so nervous because I was like, I feel like Jordan has to say yes now.
I know.
Because imagine like Emma, I don't know, seeing Jordan say, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
To her mom at the altar.
Exactly. That would be not traumatizing. I think that's like a little aggressive, but I think she is old enough to understand what's happening. So it could have impacted her negatively. I don't know. But no, maybe he felt the pressure of saying yes because of that reason too and didn't want to disappoint Emma.
Even Amber's brother says something like, I don't think you guys are going to get married. Like, I don't see that being the outcome or something like that, which is horrible to say to someone who's about to walk down the aisle. But I just feel like everyone, like both of their families, just knew it probably wasn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably feel like that based on information they're getting from Amber and Jordan, right? Yeah. Like, I feel like Jordan must have told things to his family behind the scenes. Same with Amber, for mm-hmm. them to be so like, we're not sure how this is going to go.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Amber's brother said something along the lines of like, I don't want the outcome of this to be like you guys getting married or something along those lines. And I was like, oh, at least he's honest, because you're right. The stakes are high and there's a lot of other factors involved in this whole scenario.
Did you catch Jordan's sister's face when he said I do at the altar?
No, I didn't.
She looked not happy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it like a surprised look or no, just not happy?
It was just more of like shock, which makes me think he told his family that he was saying I don't.
Yeah.
And they were just shocked that he said I do.
Damn. I wonder if like it really truly is the pressure of like seeing everybody while you're standing at the altar, seeing Emma and like him just not wanting to disappoint Amber and like just wanted to make her happy in the moment. I feel like that's why he said yes.
I honestly think it's because he didn't want to look like the bad guy.
Yeah.
Everyone gets really, really scared of their edit. When it gets to the end of filming.
Yeah.
You kind of have an idea of like what your edit may look like if you're, you know, smart enough.
Yeah. Based on what the producers ask you in interviews, you can definitely tell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like with Jordan, he was probably like, oh my gosh, I feel like I have to say yes.
Oh, man.
Like, I think he knew if he says I don't and Emma's there, Amber's daughter, he's not going to look great. It would be a shock.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he just did it.
Dude, I am so excited for the tea at reunion because I need to know, why did Amber storm off? Like, what's going on?
I know. I do really like them both, though. I think like Jordan just seems like a really, really nice guy. Mm-hmm. And Amber, I mean, even the small scenes with her daughter on her wedding day, they were just like so, so cute. When she's like, let me put some chapstick on you. And I know it's like, I don't know. It just like seeing her as a mom kind of makes me look at her differently as a character in a good way. But I also remember how Amber had Jess's back mm-hmm. when it came to that whole Chris situation at the Pod Squad mixer.
Yeah.
So I really like them individually. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how they're going to fare as a couple. Yeah. We'll just have to see.
Yeah. I mean, listen, throughout the entire season, I liked them together. I thought they were super fun and quirky together. And they were one of my favorite couples. It's one thing to be like that when the cameras are around, but when the cameras go away, that's when the real test begins of life and can you actually adjust to each other? And so, I don't know. For me, even if Jordan thinks he made a mistake by saying yes potentially and maybe like something happens at the reunion, we don't know. I still think like you still learn a lot along the way in the process of it all. But anyways, I'm intrigued. We'll see what happens.
No, 100%. Ashley and Alex.
That girl hates him. Don't you think? No, Ashley had her badass moment. The way she called out his dishonesty was insane.
I know. For some reason, I wasn't expecting that because I feel like in the last episode when they're showing their one-on-one dates, she was like pretty calm and seemed like she really liked him.
Yeah.
Like, I remember thinking, like, Ashley, stand up.
Yeah.
And she stood up. She stood up on her wedding day.
Baby girl was holding it all in until the altar because she had some feelings for him. Holy crap.
I mean, obviously, she prepped that speech and memorized it. So I was like, she probably spent a few days, like, thinking about what she wanted to say and memorizing it.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
I was like, she's been feeling like this, well, since Mexico, of course, but, like, she... She had some hate for that man. And I don't blame her.
I don't blame her either. Yeah. Like, okay, there was a tiny little moment in my brain where I was like, oh, I kind of feel bad for Alex, where he was like left at the altar. But it quickly dissipated because honestly, Alex has an issue with being honest. We've seen it. How can you marry somebody with that foundation? You just can't.
I don't feel bad for Alex at all. Mm. I just feel like, even in Mexico, think about that conversation he had with Brittany. Mm-hmm. Like, it was so inappropriate.
Yeah.
Even him getting mad at Ashley for rearranging his water bottles in the fridge. Like, it's just, he's shown he doesn't have great qualities. And on top of that, he's a liar.
Yeah.
So someone had to put him in his place because his mom wasn't going to do it.
I was very surprised that Ashley was so candid after the ceremony. And she's like talking to her friends. And she's like, no, he's a loser. Like, he clearly never liked me. And he would say like multiple times how I wasn't his type. And honestly, that would not sit well with me also. Even if I'm not somebody's type, you don't reiterate it constantly. Like, okay, I get it. Like, leave me alone.
There must have been things that have happened from their last one-on-one date till now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wonder what their last scene was. Is it when they were on their bachelorette parties or when they're at the, you know, bridal shop and the tux fitting? Like, I wonder, something must have happened.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Because usually there's like one last date night before you like separate before the weddings. And so like,
but there's like a few days in between. There's like 3 or 4.
Yeah. So I wonder, I don't know, maybe something did happen. Or it just gets like, the decision gets heavier and you have to like make it. But I don't know. I was really proud of her because I was like, hell yeah, girl, speak your truth. And Alex is so interesting in the way that he speaks. Like, obviously everything is like sports oriented. But if you removed his like little interviews out of Love is Blind and just played it like standalone, you would have no idea where or what this man is talking about, let alone his wedding day. Today, I feel like I'm a goalkeeper.
No, I know.
I was like, what?
There's always a soccer reference. And I was like, we get it. You played soccer.
Like, sir.
I was like, you mentioned it 100 times. Yeah. Like, you don't have to remind us.
I know. And we're like, we got to move on. We got to use new analogies, sir.
Yeah. I mean, again, not shocked that they didn't get married. I think I was more shocked at Ashley really standing up for herself at the altar. Her dad looked so, so proud. I think it was like so amazing that he like questioned Alex and like was able to kind of reveal how much bullshit Alex spews.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't know. Something about her dad he seems also very like controlling, like, oh, I'm the patriarch of the family, like type of thing.
Yeah. I
think it's because it's so different from my dad.
Yeah. I think he definitely seems like one of those like overprotective dads who like, you know, it's his little girl type situation. Yeah. Who knows? Who knows? But all in all, like, thank God. Thank God they didn't.
One thing I wanted to mention about Ashley, though, this was really, really surprising to me. But Storytime with Ricky said that Ashley was seeing her situationship during filming, like while she was engaged to Alex.
Wait, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah.
And she has like receipts of it too.
Interesting.
Like showing that the timelines were similar to like filming and when she was talking to her situationship or seeing her situationship.
One thing about Storytime with Ricky is I love the news that she breaks, and usually it has validity to it because she doesn't usually just like post speculation. Yeah. So that's very interesting if that was the case.
I feel like she only talks about things when she gets it from a valid source or she has like receipts, like real receipts on it.
Right.
But Storytime with Ricky was like, I have real receipts that this potentially did happen.
Wow. This just makes me think like there is so much that happens behind the scenes that we just are not privy to. There's so much context missing to all of these storylines.
I know.
And if that is the case, like obviously that means that Ashley knew from the very beginning that Alex was not it for her. And maybe she was looking for some validation with her situationship or her hookup because Alex wasn't giving it to her.
I don't think it takes away from what she said at the altar because it's so hurtful for like someone that you got engaged to or liked in the pods to be like, you're not my physical type.
Right.
I don't think that this takes away from her standing up for herself.
No.
But do I think that she always knew she was going to say no? And this is kind of evidence of that. If it's true that she was like connected with a situationship during filming. Yeah. Like it means like she always knew she was going to say no.
Interesting. Wait, I'm even more excited for the reunion because
I don't know if they're going to bring it up.
Probably not that. I just need to know where they're at. Like, who are you dating? Yeah. What's the tea?
What's Ashley going to reveal?
Yeah. Like, I really hope Ashley reveals some shit about Alex because, listen, I just kind of love it when sometimes people get what they deserve.
I mean, he just needed to be knocked down a few pegs just and this few. Did it.
Yeah, just this a few. This did it. Because, like, yeah, he's acting a little too, like, full of himself.
Yeah,
you know?
100%. We got to get to the star couple of the season, even though they didn't really get screen time.
Girl.
Vic and Christine, you know what? They deserved this finale episode. I think about like one third of this episode was focused on their wedding. And I was like, as it should be.
As it should be.
Yeah.
But okay, can I be mean for a second?
Yeah.
I watched it, but I did forward it.
Oh, you shouldn't have. It was good.
It was really cute. Okay, I didn't forward the whole thing, but I did watch a lot of it on 1.5 speed because you know how it gets. Like with the weddings, it's like redundant.
No, I already watched the show on 1.5 speed.
You watched the entire episode on 1.5 speed.
And if I want to fast forward, I take it to 2. Yes. But for Vic and Christine's, I changed it back to 1.5.
Okay.
But for Brittany and Devante, it was definitely at 2x speed. That's what I mean.
You got to get the captions going and then you go. Most of the weddings episodes, like all the seasons, I kind of fast forward or like I play it back really quickly. But Vic and Christine, so cute.
So cute.
They are actually made for each other, which is insane because is love really blind? Maybe.
Not in their case. I think they do love each other, but they're two good looking individuals.
Literally.
Listen, if the doors opened and it was Vic, I'd be like, yes, love is blind.
Yes, love is absolutely blind. Like, are you kidding me?
You know, and same with Christine.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd be like, yes, love is blind.
God, I just love.
That's when I'd be like, it worked for me. Yeah. You know?
No, I literally would be like screaming it from the rooftop. I would get a tattoo. Love is blind, period.
Yes, love is blind when two people are ridiculously good looking and mature and kind and just good people.
Seriously, like they have won the lottery. They won the lottery. And I absolutely love when two attractive people date and get married. It makes me so happy. Yeah. I'm like, oh man, this experiment is... it's crazy.
The reason why I watched their entire wedding at my, you know, normal 1.5x speed is because I feel like we had such little scenes of them on this season. We never really saw their like connection, you know? Yeah. So I was like, I just want to watch it in full.
Yeah.
But my gosh, you could tell both of them are really, really good people because their friends and family are so wonderful.
Yes. You can always tell by the broader community
like
that they have.
Like who they surround themselves with.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And I was like, everyone that we saw during their wedding day was absolutely wonderful.
So pretty.
Each family member, each friend, like just wonderful people.
Yeah. No, I felt the same way. It was such good energy throughout their entire wedding. Mm-hmm. And I always say there's like one couple that the season had to happen for. And in this case, it was Vic and Christine.
What truly. About Denver season 9?
I honestly erased that season out of my brain because like, did anyone get married?
What about the seasons where everyone divorced? Season 2, everyone divorced. Season 3, everyone divorced. Season 5, everyone divorced.
Sometimes, listen, I've said this and I'll say it again.
Is that crazy though?
Yeah.
Like the fact that divorces are happening, like, okay, I don't want to put this in the universe, but I feel like there are most likely, statistically, there's going to be more divorces coming down the line.
Yes.
And it's crazy that everyone in season 2, 3, and 5 divorced.
Listen, like sometimes people get lucky in love and they find it on Love is Blind. But for most, the majority of the cast members that have been on Love is Blind across all the 10 seasons, it hasn't been the case, you know? So, well, all in all, this season had to happen for our favorite couple, Vic and Christine.
I love
together.
Them. I honestly do.
I know.
I'm excited to see the reunion. I hope that they at least get like more time to talk about like how married life has been for them if they're still together. I'm hoping they are.
Yeah. Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, but I'm so excited to watch tonight.
Me too.
It's going to be so good.
I know. I cannot wait. We'll see. We'll see how everything plays out. I saw that there was like a little fight between the girls.
I know.
So excited to watch that because we love drama.
We love. I heard like most of the women on the cast aren't fans of Bree, so.
Yeah. So interesting. And I can't wait to figure out why. Yeah. So. Well, Pod Besties, I hope you're excited just like we are for this reunion.
And see you next Wednesday where we share our thoughts on the reunion.
Bye.